Frank Morse Button, 1866 to 1938. The aesthetically pleasing landscape of the city of Coral Gables can be attributed to Frank M. Button, ASLA, the city's first landscape architect. Button had an impressive resume and knew about the principles of the Garden City movement. He worked as an engineer at the Chicago Columbian Exposition in 1893, and soon thereafter joined pioneer landscape gardener O.C. Simons, who strongly influenced him. Button was an early member of the American Society of Landscape Architects, founded by Simons, Frederick Law Olmsted, Jr., and others in 1899. He had come to Miami to work on the Charles Deering's Buena Vista estate. Merrick set high standards for his dream city. Together he, Frank M. Button, and Denman Fink masterminded an ideal town plan. In 1921, Button signed a letter of agreement to plan a city that would include landscape design principles, the layout of streets and sidewalks, and create site plans for homes. Merrick believed that recreational facilities added to the quality of life, and Button designed space for golf courses and bridle paths. The Alhambra Circle median that stretches from Lejeune Road to Coral Way and the Country Club Prado Parkway from 8th Street to Sevilla Avenue were used as bridle paths. The daily ride on horseback became so popular that the Coral Gables Corporation had to provide additional routes. The expansion included the Alhambra Loop, the Biltmore Loop, the University Loop, and the Cocoa Plum Loop. The earliest Coral Gables homebuyers got free landscaping organized by Button. The first nursery was near where the Biltmore was later built. Later, Merrick and Button moved it west of Red Road. Button planted a lot of coconut palms, oaks, mahogany, and pithecelobium. Button and Merrick also tried to keep native trees like the pines and strangler figs. They also encouraged residents to keep the grapefruit and avocado trees that remained as evidence of the Coral Gables plantation. Button continued working on his landscape designs, parkways, and canals in the new sections of Coral Gables until 1929. He continued his professional work as an employee of Dade County. Unfortunately, while supervising the planting of trees in the median of Bird Road, he fell into the path of a truck and was fatally injured on August 3, 1938. City planners, past and present from around the country, may look to the original blueprints of Coral Gables as an example of a well-planned city. To hear a quote from Frank Morse Button describing the Coral Gables landscape design project, press 25.